Here.
Corey Bowen.
Here.
Jeff Bryan. Jen Cardici. Carcidi? How do you say it? Carcidi, yeah, that's what I said. Bill Carcidi.
Here.
Randy Clark.
Here.
Crystal Clevenger.
Here.
Tara Kahn. Chris Cole. Carl Decker.
Here.
Tony Dieso. Joe Downey.
Here.
Rocky Failing.
Here.
Shelly Failing.
Here.
Will Ferguson. Gene Gaylord.
Yahtzee.
Bill Haberlin.
Here.
Paul Harpus. Ron Henkel.
He's here.
Betty Holt.
Here.
Butch Hughes.
Here.
Tom Hunt.
Yep.
Troy K.
Here.
Brian Kelly.
Here.
Chris Kelly.
Here.
John Klugo. Al Lamar.
Here.
Tom Law.
Here.
Joe Mabb. Dan Main. Andre. Nate Martin.
Here.
Lou Martino.
Here.
Mark Martino. Michael Martino. Hunter Metzler. Matt Metzler.
Here.
Pat Metzler.
Here.
Brian Niemans.
Yep.
Roddy Neeson. John Ola.
Here.
Greg Pottenberg.
Here.
Shad Pulver.
Here.
Dave Rankins. Bill Rohr. Rick Rosa.
Here.
Edward Rosa. Jonathan Schmidt. Joyce Schneider.
Here.
Ron Schneider.
Here.
Carlos Scott.
Is he here?
Tom Seaman.
Here.
Dave Secor is not here. Jimmy Sharp.
Here.
Jay Temez.
Here.
George Taylor.
Here.
Charlie Webster.
Here.
Betty?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I did with them. So give me a minute here.
Want to do treasures first?
Yeah, please. Oh, I have no idea what I did with it.
Yeah. All right, before I read this, I just want to say that being a newbie and all, I kind of screwed up last month.
So, we miss you, Joe.
So we actually had $200 more than what I reported for an ending balance.
Not that much, Joe.
So, on the tables, instead of just having today's report, I also put the corrected copy of last month's report so that you could see. So, when I screw up, we actually have more money than I report, which I guess is the good news. So, as of February 1st, 2016, the savings account beginning balance was $36,006.10. Checking account beginning balance was $529.45. So, cash in interest for February into the savings, $2.44. Membership dues, $540. Which means that's really bad. 50-50 fund itemized cash in, $66. Paid out, Robert Mink Jr., $90 for February interest payment. All You Inc. for hats and beanies, $682.50. Fee for the safety deposit box at the bank, $41.04. So, savings account ending balance, $35,967.50. That should say checking account ending balance.
We miss you, Joe.
$362.95. It's a work in progress. And total combined dollars is $36,330.45. Which I know is correct, because this time I actually verified it through a bank statement.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report. Crystal.
Second.
Second?
I second.
Pat? All in favor?
I just got one question for you.
Sure.
On the checking account, should that be $542.44? Is that added to that?
No. And I just questioned that when I was reading it. But it's not added because the interest went into the savings, the dues went into the checking.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Betty, when you're ready.
Okay. Meeting called to order at approximately 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance conducted by President Martino. Roll call is completed by President Martino. A reading of the January meeting minutes was completed by Secretary Betty Holt. A motion was made to accept the minutes as read by Roddy Neeson, seconded by Troy Kay, accepted by members. After the reading of the Treasurer's report by Treasurer Shelley Failing, a motion was made to accept the minutes by Joe Downey, seconded by Jay Temez, and accepted by members. Committee reports, the Land Committee report on possible dates for spring cleanup at the property. Dates were mentioned of April 16th and 17th, with rain dates of 23rd and the 24th. Jake would follow up. T-shirt committee, Joyce was not present. Hats had been ordered. Other committee members are, committee members. I tried to go through and pick up some of the committee members because not everyone seems to know what committees they're on. So I'll just read those as well. Other committee members are Brian Neiman, Lou Martino, and Chad Pulver. Trailer Bike Committee, Troy Kay, Rocky Failing, Jeff Bryant, Dave Rankin. A vote on the bike was taken and the Street Glide in gloss black was selected for $20,399. And 5,000 tickets will be printed. Committee will check and see what cash prizes would be and ask about warranty and tax details. 501c3 committee email from Rosemary said to continue to wait and sent ECR a new power of attorney for president to sign and mail back. Website, Rick reported that a watermark and an ECR logo has been added to the website and that 93 people had visited the site between January 22nd and February 5th. 2016. Board of Directors, a meeting will be held to discuss changes in patch policy and membership voting protocol. Bylaws, Rick Rosa read sections 3.2 and 12.1 of the bylaws. Discussions about guest attendance at business meetings took place and thoughts were shared concerning guest attendance at business meetings. Clubs should have more discussions about this and possibly make changes to bylaws. Members discussed changing the patch policy so members have final vote on all incoming members at the 18-month patching in time frame. Event committee posters were made and handed out for the paint and sip. Press release was sent. Holly Tanner may attend. Jillian from the Register Star is coming to do a write-up. Pat reported we were given a maximum of 36 people. Current registrations were at 16 people. ECR cook-off is scheduled for March 26th at Stuyvesant Firehouse. Approximately seven guys said they plan on cooking for the event. More details will be provided at the March meeting. There is a Dock Street party station the same day as the ECR clubhouse ride on July 9th. Should we change ride date? Ron Hinkle should be consulted about changing the date or not. Safety committee, no report. Old business, a get well card was sent to Jake, sympathy card to Rich Curtis's family, and a $50 donation was made in his honor to the American Heart Association. Al Austin said the family really appreciated ECR club members attending Rich's service and thanked us. Shelley asked to order QuickBooks accounting program for the club to simplify accounting and tax requirements. Dave Secor made a motion to purchase QuickBooks and Pat Metzler seconded, passed by members. New business. Members voted on hospice as organization to raise funds for in 2016. The bike will be first prize, and the second prize will be $1,000, and third prize of $500. Hogs for Hospice Ride. Members need to start collecting raffle prizes for the event. Randy Clark suggested the club purchase Robert's Rules of Order for officers and that the club should follow those rules. This will be discussed at the next meeting, and Betty will check on price. Bob Arsenault talked about the Bob Arsenault Memorial Fund and that he was selling tickets for $20 each or members could take books of 10 to sell. This is for the Northeast chapter of Make-A-Wish. I'm missing a page. And I was so organized, I thought. I think. I'm sorry, you guys. Too many papers.
Are you, is that three or four?
There's four. Okay, thank you. Dave Secor is moving and building an apartment. He could use some help whether he wants it or not. Americade camping location is a possibility discussed by Ron Schneider. He will check with Buzzy for more details. Dave Secor volunteered to stay in Lake George if someone can get him there. New members prospects. Members voted to accept Al Lamar into the club. He received his full patches. Jen Carcitti was introduced as a new prospect. Greg Pottenberg introduced as a new prospect. Reminder, payment is due for patches when you receive your bottom rockers. 50-50 drawing was won by Jen and Carlos Scott for $66. The meeting was adjourned by President Mark Martino at 8:40. There was no recording because I am not Shelley and I have a dead battery and I did not have a backup. We now have a new battery and a new backup, so I apologize for that.
I had a dead battery one meeting, too.
Okay, well, then I guess we're pretty
good.
Okay.
Two women talking about dead batteries.
Dead batteries, yeah.
Yeah, make the motion quickly.
I make a motion, except for me.
So it's just reversed. It's just reversed from the other one.
All in favor?
Aye.
I had it right here in order. I can't believe it.
No, I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Is everybody going 50-50?
I went one.
One fine.
Okay. Report from committees. Let's go with land committee, Jake.
Well, we have really do that spring cleanup. Everybody's on board with that.
That's the 16th and 17th of April. Rain dates are the 23rd and 24th.
Hang on. Spring cleanup?
Yep.
Dates again?
16th and 17th of April, 23rd and 24th. Rain date.
I'll put that in the calendar.
Okay. That's it. Joyce, t-shirts.
Hats are here, printed correctly.
Awesome.
The beanies, baseball caps are 15, beanies are 10, window stickers, and just a few items that you don't ask me for. And that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Trailer committee, anything on that?
Good.
What's
for good?
Is that at Al still? Yes.
Yes.
All right. We want to make sure that in the next month or so, if we need to pick up a bike, that thing's ready to go. Registration inside and hookups and lights work and all that good stuff.
Shelly, can you look at the insurance and print out new cards for that?
What?
Can you print out the cards? You have the insurance policies? Or do I?
They mail them to us. I don't have online access to them.
Okay,
policies.
Did Joe have copies of them? The ones in the trailer expired in July, so whoever, if you want, I'll call the insurance company.
Expired in July, then it's probably online in the Dropbox. I'll look.
Okay.
Rick's going to talk about bike committee.
Okay. As we discussed at the last business meeting about the 2016 Street Glide Vivid Black Standard, I'll go from highest to lowest. I went out and I got three quotes. One from Woodstock, one from Ronnie's in Pittsfield, and one from Spitzie's Harley-Davidson there in Albany. From Woodstock, the price was $20,644. The winner would pay tax, motor vehicle fees of about $75, and tire inspection, $5.
And that's all paying cash right out up front, right?
Each one of these three will work with us.
Okay.
So we can put half down and then pay half? Or...
Okay.
I'll have a copy of this up front for anybody who wants to take a look at it. From Ronnie Cycle, a 2016 Harley Street Glide Vivid Black, is from them is $20,113. Obviously, there's a dock fee and things like that for theirs also.
To the winner or cost?
To the winner. Taxes and dock fee. And from Spitzie's Harley-Davidson, 2016 Vivid Black Street Glide is $19,334. There's about a $150 dock fee that the winner will have to pay. And I called today to verify because I took a picture on their, they had a billboard on their window that stated that they also include the 1,000-mile service for a bike that's bought. So even though that doesn't benefit us, that's something that we can put on the ticket and maybe make a little more enticing for people is that Spitzie's will also provide at that price the 1,000-mile service, which is roughly $275.
Do they let us take the bike?
Yes. Yep. They each one of these either has the bike or has a bike due in no later than April 15th. What I can tell you is on the lowest bike, they have a bike that's due to be processed about April 1st and should be in around April 7th. So we would, whichever we decide to go with, we will have the bike prior to probably any event that we may have.
And again, the reason that we did this was because some members had checked on some prices. As you can see, that one's about $780 less. We did call back to Ronnie's again and said that it was $780 less, and did they want to change anything? And they said they'd call back, and they called back and said it stands as it is. They appreciate everything that we've done and all the bikes that we've bought, and nothing changes, and there's no hard feelings if we chose to do anything with one of the other companies. Still will support us. We can still put our stuff on their sites and on ours. But it was brought up. We said we'd make this one last chance at it, and what we need to do right now is decide which one are we going to go with, and we're going to pull the trigger on it. So, one thing that I would say, and this is not to change anybody's thoughts, but Ronnie was the one that we started with. Ronnie was the one that we bought all these bikes with. Ronnie helped us out when we had $2,000 in our checking account and couldn't pay anything. And in the future, right now we have the money to buy it, but in the future, if something comes down the line with purchasing
land.
Materials for our land, for a building or a building or whatever it may be, we may be in that predicament again where we have $2,000 in our checking account or less. So we want to make sure that we take that into consideration also. $800 is a lot of money. And that's goes to our bottom line.
I'd take over and cheap myself.
What
as much
did
as
we
I don't like
Spitzie's.
What did what?
What was the final? You thought it was $1,000?
What? What we made? No.
More than
that. Yeah, it was more than that.
It was $6,000 after everything was paid. It was $1,000 after all bills were paid. Right?
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Kind of like a double-sided thing as far as what I'm thinking. You know, $800 or $700 is a lot of money. It's easy for these guys to come in and offer us a better deal than Ronnie. But like Mark said, Ronnie sucked her neck out for us. She gave us the opportunity to take the bike before it was paid when we were brand new. Young. Now we've proven ourselves. It's easy for a bank or whatever to come in if you're doing 15 years of business and want to offer you a better deal because you have good credit. And all your work can be trusted. But, it's a hard call. $800 is a lot of money for us.
Ronnie, do you or anybody else know, are they under the same management and everything that they've been
no.
throughout our time, or has it changed?
Changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al?
I was part of the original group that went around. We decided we were going to buy a bike. I went to Woodstock. I went to Spitzie's. I went up to Troy. They all laughed. We crazy? Ronnie's the only one that would listen, talk, like Ronnie said, and helped us out. Nobody else cared. Go fly a kite. That was their attitude. Who the hell are you guys? Don't bother me. That was their attitude.
Who else is going to invite us on a bike run or come to ours?
I walked out of those other places embarrassed. Their attitude was, who the hell are you? Come in here and you want us to give you a bike without paying for it? Get out of here. That was their attitude. Mm-hmm. Ronnie's was entirely different. I know it's changed hands over there. Family's, the father's not there, whatever. But.
Roddy?
I agree with the other guys there, Ronnie. He actually, anytime you go there for a donation, they give out a donation. The other places don't. And you got to support the people that looked out for us. Because like you said, this all could happen to us again when we'd be out of money. You know what? They helped us, so.
But and every time we stop there on a run, they set up food, they give us
drinks.
Plus, they're going to remember it if we do this. If we need some help, they're going to be there.
You know what? It's our turn to pay them back.
And we pay more this year, but next year we'll have it.
Jay?
They say that there's no hard feelings. Every dollar matters right now. That's 70 tickets. You know, who says that they're not willing to work with us? You know, let Ronnie know that we're here to play ball. Go for the cheapest.
They sell our tickets too, right? And they keep
letting us go. Yeah, they don't sell. Well, them. I make a motion that we get it from Ronnie.
Oh, we got to wait. Hold on. Those comments.
Troy?
I agree with Ronnie and Al and Rowdy. When we were down and out, they weren't laughing at us. They gave us something. And it is time to pay back. You know, it might be okay, $700 more. We're going to get another bike next year.
Hopefully. Yep.
They do it every year for us, so. Let's give them, you know. I know it's more, but what if we don't have nothing, like you said? What if we don't have nothing?
Yeah, I tend to agree, too. I mean, I'm all about saving $700. But when
me
I
too.
Think about the loyalty that we should have to them, because when, back in the day, when no one else trusted us, like Al said, but they did, and now that we've established ourselves and, you know, kind of made a name for ourselves in a good way, we're going to, I don't know. I'm kind of about loyalty. Yes.
Maybe we should go with Ronnie and see if they can't meet us halfway. Give us like $300 off and at least meet us halfway for what they'll give us, you know?
Maybe.
Did you ask anything like that?
Ronnie's?
Yeah. Her comment from Susan Cross is who I talked to was that they were going to stick with their bid. That they appreciated our business and there was no hard feelings and they'd still honor us to come over and all that, but bottom line was they were going to stick with their bid.
What about
out of curiosity, was that on the phone or was that face-to-face? I'm just curious.
That was on the phone this week. That was on the phone. It wasn't kneecap to kneecap.
If you went to Wayne or you went to face-to-face, if you would get a different reaction. I'm just throwing that out there.
Tell them you want to stick with them. Maybe they can at least come down a little bit because you want to stick with them. You've done great business.
It's easy to say no when you're on the phone.
Right.
It's harder when you're face-to-face.
Yep.
That's just a thought.
$800 is $800. I mean, that's almost your second prize.
Yeah.
It's 80 tickets.
But you're paying extra.
80 tickets.
Tom?
Dick, now this is absolutely the same bike, totally the same, every regard. There's nothing different.
Just a stripped down, basic, vivid bike.
I mean, but it's exactly the same. There's no other reason other than $800. For some reason, Spitzy can give us a break on that.
I says, you're not making me pay for freight and shipping and all that. Yeah, I went over this. Yep. I went over, because that's what I thought, because you line up the numbers, and it's damn near freight, shipping, and destination charge. Because that's what I thought that they were.
And not that it benefits us, but the 1,000-mile checkup's in there, too.
Did you talk to Chris over there at all? Or?
Where? In, no, I talked with Todd.
To talk to somebody else.
I talked to Todd, and I talked to the general manager. Older gentleman, I can't recall his name.
You know, that's another thing that's hard, too. You're calling up, and at one point he's calling somebody up, and they're saying, I got somebody else on the other line right now that's asking the same questions as you are. You know, everybody's got their person that they go in and see that helps them work with them and stuff,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's difficult
person to... Person rather than
ironically, at Ronnie's that day, there were two other guys there doing the same thing I was from clubs. So they were getting nailed in the Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
I understand both sides.
Yes.
Everybody's got valid points. I think what we need to do is bring it to a vote and see.
That'll tell it.
You know, see where we come up with. Because I know there's going to be people that want to save money, and I know that there's people that are going to want to stick with Ronnie's. And if we do end up sticking with Ronnie's and we buy it from them, we're going to have to say, listen, we threw this out there again, even though it was $800 more. You know, we need to make sure that this doesn't happen again next year, because if it happens again, you know, our faith in them only goes so far.
What about asking them?
How close are we to having our not-for-profit 513 city?
We have no idea yet.
Because once that comes into effect, we can't even. Let's hypothetically, we have that now. You have three bids.
Yep.
By New York State law, you'd have to go with what?
Go to the lowest.
The lowest. So if we get the 513C, all this hypothetical about Ronnie's, next year if we have our 513C, we're going to buy a bike. We're not going to lease it. We're going to buy a bike. By law, we have to put it out to three bids, right? By law, we have to take the lowest bid.
I would agree with you, but you also hold the right to reject any bid.
For cause, though. What I'm saying is, though, is when you're running a not-for-profit and you're spending thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. by law, you have to bid it out to at least three bidders. By law, you're supposed to take the lowest bid. Unless you have a cause, you have to go with the lowest bid. You can't just take, we're friends with so-and-so, we're going to take that bid.
Yep.
So keep that in mind when you're mm-hmm. doing whatever. And it don't make a difference to me either way. But, I mean, I hear both sides. I agree with the loyalty thing. But at the same token, they have to understand that we are up and coming. We are going into a not-for-profit. Mm-hmm. And eventually, this choice is going to be taken out of our hands. And if they want to continue doing business with us, then they have to bid competitively against their competition.
Yep.
Valid point.
But shouldn't we worry about that when it happens?
Yeah, I agree, but we're going to have to do is worry.
I agree with you, but what I'm saying is if we're going to say that, then we can't go next year when we don't have any money.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. Either we talk about it now or we don't talk about it.
You can't buy a chicken over the phone.
Yeah.
Go sit down with them.
I think that's a great conversation to have, regardless of the decision, and if it goes that way. I think it is a good conversation. And just, you know, you don't get much more honest than that. And next year is next year, now's now. So it wouldn't be a bad point to bring up to them. We'll just talk about the situation.
I just don't want to
play
this
game. Yeah.
Okay, but it'll be after no.
But that is our future.
Woodstock and Ronnie's I went to visit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know, and I understand all that. And if we push it out another month, we're going to be waiting. We haven't ordered tickets yet because we don't know where we're getting it from to put the name down on there. We really need to make some moves here.
I have the proof already, and I was ready to push the button, but I was told no because of the dilemma over the purchase.
What I will tell you is that last weekend and today, I physically went to Ronnie's and Woodstock. The other bid was a couple of months ago. So I just did a follow-up phone call with Susan Cross at Ronnie's to ask them if they would at least match it. Or meet us somewhere in between. And the comment again was, nope, we're going to stick with our bid. Just so everybody knows.
Well, last year I voted for Ronnie's because I do believe in the loyalty. But as Randy was saying, right now we have some flexibility. If we go with the lowest bid this year and they understand that as a 501c3, we have to do that, that may prompt them next year to reduce the price. If we keep going and giving them what they're asking, even though it's not the lower price, we're not really making progress. But if we buy a bike somewhere else cheaper and they realize that they've lost all this press and good publicity, they may come back next year and be the lowest one, and we can go back to them, which is where we really want to be. But we still need to make a business decision, and I think as Randy's pointing out, this is a business decision.
You really can't, if that is in fact true, which I have to believe that it is what Randy's saying, because I deal with it every day, then you can't go back and say, well, I got a lower bid. That's called collusion. And that's a big no-no. That's a big no-no.
And that's all I'm saying is keep in mind that the decision you make here today affects future decisions. And it seems like lately we have a lot of, well, this is the way we've done things.
It's a good conversation.
Once that 501(c)(3) comes through, a lot of the way that we do things isn't going to fly anymore.
All right, well, I think we need to make a decision and put this to a vote tonight and think of everything. And the first vote's going to be to stick with Ronnie, so I need a show of hands, and we're counting because we have the attendance. If you're not a full patched-in member, you're not allowed to vote. If this is the first meeting that you've been to in a year, you're not allowed to vote. Paid-up members, we need hands up for Ronnie's. Can you count them all? And you got to watch for around the corner up there, too.
Yeah.
And now we're going to need a vote for going with Spitzies, which was the lowest bid. Good. All right, looks like we're going with Ronnie's again this year. Jay, thanks for looking into that for us also, and we'll consider it again.
So we're going with...
What's that?
We're going with...
Ronnie's. Going with Ronnie's.
Yep. I'll call Susan tomorrow.
Can I just... Is it possible that we can ask them to do the first service? 1,000-mile service? Do you have to
I can
throw
ask.
That
I can
in?
Ask, sure.
Okay.
Yep. It's not going to really benefit us, but at least we can pass it on to somebody else.
All right, wait a minute.
Doesn't that service the first one agree?
What's that?
It was the bonus, was it?
Yeah.
I think it's standard.
It's standard. Yeah. Your first service is free.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
I got ripped.
I think it's 500 or 800 mile break-in.
1,000.
1,000 mile break-in.
Yeah. Yeah. I got ripped.
What'd they charge you?
$275.
See, that's $1,000 difference right there.
You gotta negotiate that.
Well, I ain't gonna complain. I got the bike for $15,000.
No, it's. I'm not.
And only paid tax on $15,000.
I'm printing the tickets.
So maybe that's why I didn't get it.
Put down 1,000 miles. So right. Included. Nope. I don't have to wait for that.
Nope. Okay.
So we should have tickets at the social meeting. I just got to give them the go-ahead now. PDFs approved. Everything is good.
Anybody got any other questions on that before we move to the 501(c)(3)? Betty.
I talked to, you asked me for a report on the 501(c)(3).
Yes.
Okay. The accountant came from my office and because we were doing an audit, and I had a chance to ask her various questions about some of the things that came up at the last meeting. And one of them was how much money we could have. And she said, as a 501(c)(3), you can have all the money you want. There's no restriction on how much money you make. The main issue is how you spend that money, which is it has to follow your mission statement. You can't make $500,000 and put $300,000 into administration. You have to actually use it for the purpose that your organization is existing for. Another question that came up was about the clubhouse and what would happen to the clubhouse if we built one and then we dissolved the organization. And it would have to be sold and the money would have to be donated to other not-for-profit organizations. I think that was answered most of the questions that people had brought up. If anyone has anything else.
Okay. Bylaws. Do you want to go? You want to do it, Jake, or you want Rick to talk about bylaws?
Go ahead.
he's going to also read another bylaw for this month, too.
Okay, so I'm just going to continue down, what is page 3? It's section 3.5. Loss of eligibility. An active member who ceases to own an American-made motorcycle may remain a regular member of the ECR for the remainder of the calendar year. Such active member's membership certificate shall become null and void upon December 31st of the year in which the member no longer owns an American-made motorcycle. If the member purchases another American-made motorcycle by the end of the same calendar year, the member will retain active membership. The nullified member may make an application to the ECR for associate membership. Members who do not timely pay membership dues will lose eligibility to serve as a member and have their membership revoked, unless a hardship extension has been approved by a majority vote of the Board of Directors. Members who lose eligibility for non-payment of dues may reapply for membership by request that is approved by the majority vote of the Board of Directors and payment of any dues that are in arrears. End of section.
Okay.
It's 3.5, right?
3.5. For some reason, we don't have a 3.4. Maybe it was omitted now. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so we need to go on to the other one.
This here?
Yep.
Let me read the whole thing.
Well, I would just say this is something that we sent out in an email. Betty sent it out in an email. The Board of Directors met. They made it an addendum to our bylaws, to the patch policy. I'm sorry. So, Rick, you can read that.
I should probably read the whole thing.
I would read the whole thing.
Membership patch policy revision 13116, so January 31st of this year. East Coast Riders Club, Incorporated, strives to present the public with an ethical, respectful, and positive impression of its charitable activities. Because active members receive patches that indicate they are a member of a corporation, the corporation asks that they conduct themselves accordingly and wants to ensure that persons who are no longer members do not represent themselves to the public as members of the corporation. This policy will outline the dissemination of wearing of membership patches. So everything that I'm reading is... Everything already exists. When I get to certain points that are the changes, I'll let you know. Active members are eligible to receive an ECR patch. Patches will be distributed according to the following schedule. After participation in a minimum of 4 group functions, which may be monthly meetings, group events, group rides, or other functions as deemed by the officer's group, the active member is eligible to receive the remaining patches provided. Providing all of the following criteria has been met. Met the requirements of sections 3.3 of the bylaws. That was the one that I read last month. Meet the participation requirements above. Member is in good standing. Current dues are paid in full. Patch fee of $40 is received. Okay, so these are the new sections here. Reviewed by Board of Directors. Final vote by the membership at a regular business meeting. ECR patches will be distributed after all of the above requirements are satisfied. Then it is stricken, so a line through it to go away, 4 times a year at the March, June, September, and December meetings. Now we're back to what's already originally in there. Members wanting an additional patch set must pay the full cost of a patch set. The price will be based on current prices. Prices of patch set currently $40. Upon termination of membership for any reason, all patches and sets must be immediately returned to ECR. There will be no refund for any patch fees. If a member voluntarily terminates his or her membership pursuant to section 3.7, which will be next month, of the bylaws, and then timely rescinds his such termination, the member's patches will be returned, provided the member is in compliance with the other requirements. A new line, any questions of the intent of the bylaws will be interpreted and enforced by the Board of Directors.
Everybody understand what it means? It means we will be doing a vote. Each member is reviewed by the Board of Directors. May not be with them, but it's going to be by the Board of Directors. And what was the last thing there?
question about the intent will be by the board of directors. Everything is, we're going to vote like we've done in the past. Shelley?
I have a question. When I was reading through this, the one thing that just wasn't really clear to me is not anything that's new in it, but patches will be distributed according to the following schedule. And the first thing it says is after participation in a minimum of 4 group functions, which may be monthly meetings, group events, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
That is very, very confusing to me because it seems like, I mean, I understand. It didn't make sense until I then read the next line, meet the requirements in section 3.3 of the bylaws, which I think then spells out all of our requirements as regular
members. This is where I was going to go with this, is this, which is the patch policy, it would be my thought, needs to match 3.3 of the bylaws.
Yeah, that's
and
just very confusing.
And it doesn't.
Four meetings, because I think the 4 meeting requirement is in order to receive your bottom rocker.
Well, it's actually a 6-month probationary period, 4 meetings, 2 rides, and 2 activities,
right,
as per section 3.3. So it is vague and confusing.
Yeah.
Ambiguous. The other thing is in here.
I mean, this
it says here it says after a 6-month probationary period, and the above requirements above have been fulfilled, the prospective member must be approved by a vote of 2/3 of the membership in attendance for the next meeting. So we do not get caught in this again. In here it says a final vote. I think in here it needs to say it after the 18-month period has been completed, a final vote needs to be made.
When we make that change to the bylaw.
Correct.
Right.
Well, do we need to change the bylaws or change the patch policy?
Well, they both need to be changed.
If we need to make changes to a bylaw, we're going to do it once a year, not every time somebody has something that comes up.
But I mean, I agree that the patch policy
needs to patch.
2/3 of the votes
to get the permission or you prove yourself to prospect for the club.
Right.
And then on the other side of that year, you've met and fulfilled it. 18 then,
months.
Which makes 18 months.
Right.
Then you're voted in.
I agree.
It just didn't state it in the bylaws, and that has to be added.
Correct.
Which we talked about as the bylaws committee.
That way, there's no fog, there's no smoke. It's clear.
What's that said? Final vote.
Said final vote.
This year was for the 6 months. This is for the final.
It, 6 months, you get voted in it after your year.
18 months.
This is final vote by the members at 18 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I just think it needs to say it. We're all saying the same thing. I just think it needs to say 18 months.
It says it in the patch policy. You're saying it needs to say it in the bylaws?
Right? The patch policy, it just says a final vote.
No, not the one that was emailed to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's not the last one that was sent.
I wondered if you were paraphrasing or what.
No, that was not the one that was sent last.
It originally was supposed to be written into the bylaws, but never was when we raised it to the 18 months.
Yep.
It just never got written in. We already decided.
Okay.
Never got written into the new bylaws.
He's looking at the one that was
all right,
done by
I got a revision that says 131.16, and the one here that was sent out says 131.16. However, I rescind what I said earlier, and I'll read what it says on this particular...
Just the changes,
The one that is in question. It does say now in the patch policy, final vote by the members at 18 months with 2/3 majority vote of members present at a regular business meeting.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that. So the reason I was saying that was because the copy I had didn't say it. And it. So.
I'm still questioning that one paragraph. I just... The first bullet.
No.
I think it's very ambiguous.
I agree.
So
we need it needs to say the same thing.
I guess my question
does.
Is, Jake, this patch policy is for full patches, or is it supposed to include bottom rocker?
It's supposed to be
all encompasses.
Bottom rockers and the full patch.
Yep.
I think that needs to be made clearer then, because my understanding,
again,
in order to get your bottom rocker, you need to do like 4 events,
the
4 meetings.
Yes.
That it says,
Shelley,
that you have to have those.
Patch
those
policy has to mirror section 3.3. It's basically repeating.
Your 6 months, and then after your 6 months is the end part of what we discussed.
Absolutely.
And see, and that's because it says After participation in a minimum of 4 group functions, which may be monthly meetings, group events, group rides, or other function as deemed by the officer group, the active member is eligible to receive the remaining patches. I think that's where it should say the bottom rockers.
Yes.
And then the remaining patches after meeting this.
And it should also outline 4, 2, and 2.
So I think that's the part that's not real clear. I think it needs to be made clear that the 4 is just to get your bottom rocker.
It's actually 4, 2.
That's the way it's supposed to read. I don't know how, what different copies everybody has. It's supposed to read like you said.
Okay, I got what was emailed.
We understand the changes that are, there's no real changes, but we just made it clear on there.
Right,
and then we'll look at.
Right. Yep. Now it is.
Good.
So are we voting on that, or what are we doing with that?
I think that needs to be edited to.
It has to be added to the bylaw section.
And then voted.
It's something that I think that we already decided long ago. It just wasn't added into the bylaws. You want to vote that we add it into the bylaws in writing, we can do that.
Well, the patch policy is separate from the bylaws, isn't it?
Yeah, you can change the patch policy anytime. The bylaws, you're going to have to put out 30 days and so forth.
Right, but I think that's got to be
once a year. The bylaws committee can get together, and we already have about how we're going to write that into the bylaws, but we're not going to do it every month.
Right.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Absolutely.
Right.
But what Betty's saying is she wants to know if we're voting on the changes to the patch policy.
Yes, I think we need to vote on that. You guys need to vote on that, then go ahead and vote on it.
But I still think it's that one paragraph's got to be clarified in the patch policy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Write it out the way it's supposed to be written.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the bylaws that I had at the time of the meeting that is stated.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Bottom rockers.
Right.
It does.
It didn't say it like the one you have. I know there's like 5 or 10 different copies of that out.
When you went and had our meeting, the copy of the bylaws that I had, I'm damn sure that it said bottom rockers.
Yes, it does. It's
bylaws.
Right here. It does.
It does.
It doesn't.
It absolutely
here.
Does, Ron.
And then it says full colors and active membership will be issued 1 year after that.
After
being accepted as a prospective
whoever,
member.
Whoever does the edit, I just noticed we need to put a date on this document.
Or an addendum.
There's no date.
Or put an addendum.
That way we know the last time it was edited and you forgot the right
What's
copy.
What's this one?
They got it down there?
I know it definitely says that in the bylaws.
Yeah.
I think
bottom May of last year.
We haven't changed it since then. That's the bylaws. Right. We haven't made any changes to the bylaws.
So we need to vote on this tonight, saying that we're making that change to the patch policy.
To include the one that's not clearly written.
To include the clearly written one. The one would be 18 months, 2/3 vote.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Do we all understand what it means?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want me to count, or are we just going to say majority?
I think you're going to have to count.
Yeah. I don't know. Why don't you count the ones that are down?
Oh, it's 2/3? That's right. Yep, we're good. Carried. Holy cow.
So far carried.
Yeah. All right, we're good with that.
But if you want us to meet on something else this month, let us know. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll keep on this.
Right.
End of the year.
We need to put an end to it here. Yep. Board of directors, anything? Jake?
No.
Event committee, Betty or Pat, take it away.
Paint and sip. I thought you were going to talk about paint and sip.
If you want.
Our paint and sip was awesome. We had a great time. Ask any of us who were there.
It was full.
We made off paint sip itself. We made $645 off of it.
That's our profit after we paid out the artist.
Yeah, that was clear profit.
I didn't think it'd make it.
I think that's a good job.
It was pretty funny.
It was a lot.
The pictures actually came out pretty darn good too. I figured they're gonna be stick bears.
and a lot of people from club members, like from Troy. I mean, there was people there from Troy, from Amsterdam. I mean, you know, plus a lot of locals. And I thought it went off really well.
We had other motorcycle clubs there. There was people on Facebook that said good things.
It was in the Register Star the next day.
Yep. Holly Tanner said good things. Tara?
I had gotten a call or a text from the Divergents that were upset because they didn't make it in before the cutoff. So what do you mean it's closed and we can't get a seat now?
We got hot shit going on. If you can't get in ahead of time, sorry.
I called and got a seat for somebody from Divergents. And the last second they had to cancel because a brother lost a family member in the book, so they couldn't come. So we did. I did work at getting more seats.
We're going to do another one.
Yeah. The other thing is we talked about was the Beast Feast that's coming up.
Wait, Pat. Let me just go back to the paint and sip.
Sure.
Do you want to talk to them about how much we're going to pay the fire department?
Oh yeah. Well, see, I thought he was doing that.
I don't know.
We did a 50-50, and I don't have the paperwork in front of me how much we made. Sorry, Betty. $55, I think it was. And we also did a small raffle. We wanted to pay the fire company out of this. They didn't want anything, but they're letting us use it for nothing. So we wanted to make a donation. We were thinking about making a donation of $150 to the fire company for letting us use the place. I guess we would need to vote on that.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we would still end up with a clear profit of, you know, $500.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can vote on tonight, right? Or can we?
Well, we should get a check to them.
That's up to you.
I'll make a motion we give Stuyvesant $150, or whatever you said, $150. I'll make a motion we give Stuyvesant $150.
Okay. Everybody understand what it is? Making a donation to the Stuyvesant Fire Company for $150?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
And just while we're on the paint and sip, and as you guys, some of you may have seen it on Facebook, but I posted it the next morning, and Rick had given me access to Facebook so I could post and I can see how many people look at it and so forth. And I just wanted to tell you guys, you know, the big goal with this was to reach to the community. And we had, this is 782 people were reached by this. Now, most of the numbers that I'm looking at, because I printed off everything back through until November 1st, and anything else was half that. So we did what we set out to do, which was to reach the community, and we made money, which we were really not that concerned about, but it was a nice bonus.
Mm-hmm. Roddy.
I think congratulations are in order.
Good job.
Go to the Chatham's Auxiliary Paint and Sip that they're having next.
I paint every day.
So what I found out is that Betty and Pat not only ride motorcycles, but they can paint too.
No, I have a wild boar.
Nice job.
I didn't paint. I knew that.
Pat painted a bear. Betty painted a boar.
A wild boar.
Is that what that was?
It is, and I have a bathroom with no light in it, and that's where it's going to hang.
What else you got, Pat?
The Beast Feast that's coming up. We need to know who's cooking by the social meeting. It's only guys that are going to be judged. Women can cook if they want, but it's only the guys that are going to be cooking that are going to be judged. It's going to be a $5 entry fee for the guys who do want to do the challenge and beat each other. We're doing a first prize and a second prize and third prize, which is going to be Stewart's gift cards, if that's okay with the club. $25, $15, and $10. We figure everybody goes to Stewart's, so they could use them. We're also doing a raffle on a lottery tree to raise some money. Anybody who wants to bring a salad or something for on the sides, because these are basically going to be tasting. We need people that are going to be cooking to make enough for everybody to taste. It's not going to be like a full meal for everybody. It's going to start at 5 o'clock, Stuyvesant Firehouse, on the 26th of March at 5 o'clock. Club members, friends, family. That's it. Bring your own bottle. ECR is going to be providing coffee, water, and punch, and of course salads and stuff. Food will be served. Try to prepare enough for everyone to sample. Each chef and they all have to wear chef hats. Not much. They need to bring their own supplies, what they're going to need as far as their utensils or whatever. They need to register, as I said before, the social, at least by the social meeting. This allows us to let us know who's making what, how much food is going to be there. And again, anyone can cook and bring the food to share, but it's only the guys that are going to be judged. So we have about seven guys right now. But again, if somebody else wants to do it.
Take another head count.
The other thing is that we have, we're shooting to do a tag sale on May 21st. And we're thinking about at the property, if everybody's up for that.
Good.
We're talking about either donate and we'll sell, or someone can rent a table. So if you want to, you know, but either way. And we're also thinking about doing food on it, talking to Brian about doing a lunch people can buy if they're down there. $10 a lunch or $5 for 10 years old and under. Anybody have any more ideas for events? Bring them on. And I wanted to mention April 30th is our first memorial ride. Then we go around to all the different, that's coming up. I know it's, but you know, hey, we're into March. So I wanted to bring that up. That in March 12th is the Abate Cabin Fever. $10 fee is waived if you join. It's going to be at the Whitestone. 6 o'clock? Is it 6
Ryan.
O'clock?
5.
Okay. 6 o'clock.
The Whitestone is now a bar.
I think that's about it.
Okay.
Again, we need to know who's going to cook.
You said you wanted salads?
Yeah, I have Karen making a potato salad. But
do you want coleslaw?
Sure.
We're way behind.
Sure. I'll do that.
All right, last one was safety committee.
Can we just go back for a minute? Do you guys want... we just wanted some feedback as far as the tag sale, because this is not going to be a 2 or 3 person thing. It's going to have to be a whole club thing.
I think it's a great idea.
When is it on, Betty?
May 21st.
May 21st?
Yep. And Troy, I talked to you a little bit about it, wherever you are.
Over here.
Over there.
about possibly handling the parking.
Absolutely.
That's and that sort of thing. That's the same day as the Miracle League run.
We'll get it done.
The 21st?
Yep.
May.
May 21st.
That's late for Miracle League, right?
Yeah, they had to change it because they had to change
we didn't
it
know
this
that.
Year because of a conflict with another ride last year.
They gave me May 14th. They've changed it?
Yeah.
That's what they gave me.
When we went to the meeting last week, they told us May 21st.
Okay, so do we want to switch
So we'll make it the 14th for the tag sale then, because we did it on the 21st because we were given the date of the 14th.
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's the week we normally did it, but it conflicted. I don't remember if it was late.
Tag
sale is going to
be the 14th.
Yep. Well, that's good to know. You might want to change it on your calendars because it's the 14th is Miracle League. It's the 21st.
Got it.
When you find these things out, can you let us know right away so we can let everyone else know?
Yep.
So the tag sale would be the 14th, not the 21st?
What time?
It would be basically all day.
Yeah.
We'd have to start setting up in the morning.
9 a.m.
I would say 9 to 3.
I'll put that. Yeah. Okay, 9 to 3. I got it. I'll put it on the website.
Of course, we'll probably be there longer than that.
Yeah.
And the last thing for the event committee is I printed out all these dates. If anyone didn't get any, there's more up here. And the other thing is, it's been a year since Ron put together an event committee, and I just wanted to tell you, when we started this, we didn't really know what was going to happen. We really didn't, you know, we talked about it, Pat and Gina and I, and we really didn't know where we were going to go with it, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been amazing working with these two. We don't always agree, but we seem like the three of us can put it together so that it works. And I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but we've raised over $3,000 in the last year, which I think is pretty amazing. Pat's motto is keep it simple. Gina dreams big, and I'm somewhere in the middle. But keeping it simple has worked, and it has been a fun time.
We've had a lot of fun with it, but we do need some more ideas. And we will be doing the booze raffle every year, and we will be doing a pig sit probably every year. And
We think we'd like to do another one in the fall.
Okay.
If you guys are up for it. Okay,
yeah, I think
thank
it,
you.
It did good. Yep.
And I have to tell you that I really think it made it by you being there as the president, walking around, giving people paint, and, you know, Matt and Andre and them kind of interacting a little bit. I mean, I really think
how about my idea of the numbers?
I loved it.
And then,
and then pretty soon the women are yelling at Mark for water and paper towels.
Yeah.
They were getting pretty
we
loud.
We also had members from another motorcycle club that showed up there, too. I think there was four or five of them.
Four or five, one from Rotterdam.
A lot of these clubs are saying that we do a lot of good things and they want to be involved in it. And another thing, I had somebody sent over a, Rick sent me over a message from Facebook from the regulators, president of the regulators. He said that he thinks that we do a bunch of good things and he likes it. He said if we can be involved in any way, he'd like to, you know, come to our different things. Okay, Ronnie?
So I'm looking at him, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
All four of them.
Yep. Okay. We also did the event for the Rattlers where we went over and what was Chris, the president,
cancer.
Has cancer. We went over, a whole bunch of us went over there. That was a good turnout. He sent us a letter back afterwards and a couple texts and said, thanks, you guys made it real and you really know how to help out. So
I
that was good
helmet.
Too.
You want a helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, he wrote it. Thanks to these Coast Riders and a bait.
Yep.
The guys pulled it together and really made the day. He said, you have my support 100%. Let me know about any of your bait or ECR rides. Thanks. That was from Chris from Dying Rabbits.
Did you guys want to invite any other clubs to the Cabin Fever?
No, that's just in house.
Yeah.
Okay.
In-house.
All right.
Yeah, Troy?
I guess, I don't know the exact date. In May, they're going to have a ride. It's going to be a poker run. I'll get the exact date. I can
get it and send it to
Betty.
Betty
know
who is
when it?
It
is. It's in May.
Who is it?
The Rattlers.
And they would like for us to attend. Because
they
only...
Might have to conquer and divide.
Do anything with, like, us, the insurgents, and, you know, pretty much just...
We'll get the
like
dates, and then we'll put them on our calendar so we know
so
them, too.
A couple of us. June? Oh, it's June what?
Yes. You told me it was June 18th.
June
we'll get the dates and we'll put them on our calendar.
Sure, I didn't want to see
right
them.
June 18th
She's
is
my secretary. She knows everything.
June
so.
18th is the community hospice walk.
I knew there was something going
yes.
on there. So.
Sienna.
All right, let's continue.
Okay.
New business. New prospect, John Boyce. You want to stand up and say hi?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, John.
John's from the abate also. Chatham Fair paperwork is here. Do we want the same size and cost and our same size booth and space as last year?
Yeah.
What was it?
So we can vote
on that.
I have
12
a question
15, I think.
On that,
I
Joe.
We have to vote on it.
We do.
Spending money.
If I wasn't lazy, I could look it up. But it says 15 feet. Before we had 12 feet for four something, right? So the $600 is for 15 feet, right? That's what we upped it to last year?
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm not sure
bigger.
What we upped it from.
I think it was 12 by 12, and then we went to 12 by 15.
Okay. All right.
And I did check with Dave Rankin, and he said whatever size tent we want, he's got it.
So for the fair, the paperwork here says 15 foot. It says a $600 rental fee, $125 insurance fee, but we get that waived because we have insurance, and I just send the certificate. So we'd be looking at $600 for the 15-foot space.
And that's what we did last year, correct?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Okay.
How much was it for the smaller size?
We paid $490 or $470
something. Yeah, it was $470.
No,
We need that extra.
I think the extra, we didn't scrape the bike or anything. I think the extra space is nice.
All right, we're going to need to vote on that.
I make a motion.
Second. Yep.
Okay.
Do I have any motions?
Oh, he just made a motion.
We need to vote on it.
Yep.
Because it's $600.
Okay. Well, do we do it now or do we do it at next month's meeting?
No, it's got to be in it now. It's got to be in by April 1st.
Betty made a motion. Crystal seconded it. All in favor?
All right. Got two thirds there?
Gene.
Yeah. It's okay, Crystal.
We got lots.
I know their voices are a lot alike, Mark, but
Crystal and I have about the same voice. I got that girly voice. Yeah. It's
Sorry. No. Well, give me a couple of seconds here.
No, I'm not.
Hogs for Hospice. We need raffle prizes. We need help getting some things for that. I know it's a ways away, but we can't do it the week before. So if people stop at their local places and
I have
pick
up
some
up
gifts
here
and stuff, there's letters up here if you need to hand them out to people.
Grab a few copies.
Who's in charge of doing all that and keeping track of who donated what?
I don't know who keeps track, but funny enough, Jake, I have the list of people who donated just about down to, hopefully nothing's missed. Tweeters list, 2013. Copy a combo list, 2014. And error list, 2015.
Wow.
These are all the people that donated where people went. So
there's something to work with.
Pass along. So that's it.
Okay, so if we get anything in, where is it going to go to?
Your house.
Bring it to the meeting.
We'll do what we need to do. If it needs to come to my house, it'll come to my house.
I'd say bring them to the meeting, social meetings and business meetings, and,
all right, and I'll take them home from there.
Someone will keep a list.
We'll figure it out.
I think last year, Shelley, did we categorize it out? I believe.
What?
Yeah. Did we get them together? Make
yeah.
A list?
Yeah.
Where were they stored last year?
We got it together, pulled it
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they were stored with Tweeter.
But I mean,
Tweeter,
where we
dropped off
to
Mark.
To,
oh, okay.
And then to Joyce, and Joyce and I got it together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll bring them to the meetings, we'll bring it to my house, and we'll go from there.
Right. We never posted what the lists were, but we have them. So we can go through places that were successful. We go back
ask to again.
2013.
Yep.
So maybe we'll just put it together and we'll get it out there so people know where we've been and who has been generous.
Would it be maybe a good idea, like maybe if we gave people, you go here, here, and here, here's five for you to go to, here's five for you to go to, instead of everybody just kind of going crazy?
That's what I was thinking. If you make a list of who donated what, you people wouldn't be going to the same place.
Right.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't have four people going in.
Well, I think if we're bringing them into a meeting.
Yeah, if you're bringing them in, we could check them off. And
actually, let's keep it simple. People are bringing them into a meeting. The list can be posted. You know, this is what we have so far. If we want this as a gauge, these are the places we've been before. They just get crossed off.
Okay.
I mean, this doesn't have to be complicated. And we have time.
Mm-hmm.
So as things come in, we kind of have time to make a list of where we've been. And as people bring things, we get to add people, take away people, who's, you know, and
yep.
Whoever can get
John,
there can get
the
there.
Prospect's already got something for us.
And we'll pressure it in as it goes and cover the places that haven't been.
I'm going to get posters made.
Tara?
I just want to kind of remind everyone, too, like when we're doing donation collections for the Hogs for Hospice, at the same time we're doing donation collections for the Miracle League. And they're both kind of under the name of ECR because we sponsor, like we've been sponsoring the Miracle League, so I've always done the donations under the Miracle League name for the big raffle that we do there. And then when Tweeter started with the Hogs, I didn't realize that he started doing those donations under the name of ECR. So a lot of the businesses that we're hitting, we're liable to be hitting twice.
You know, they can say yes or no.
Yeah.
I think if we just keep hitting each and the cards yeah. are going to have to
we're wide enough we can go out there and find different spots if we need to.
Shouldn't Miracle League be under Miracle League?
Okay. What?
Should Miracle League be under Miracle League? That's not our ride.
Well, part of the sponsored by it. Go ahead.
One thing I just want to remind everybody of, and that's in next month's bylaw reading, is membership participation. And part of that is to volunteer to work at least two events. Part of that would be to volunteer to get some of these things. So, and a lot of times you see 10% doing 90%. We need more people to come forward and help with all these events, not the same people.
So if you want to help out with a committee, come and see me or see one of the officers, and we'll put you together with somebody if they need somebody, but we definitely need help. Okay.
Getting back to what I was saying. Is HOG, are they involved with it? HOG, owner group, they're not involved. So it's basically our
Well, I lost hospice. What you were saying.
It's Austin Hospice.
For hospice.
It's us.
It used to be because they ran it. That's why it was HOGs for hospice.
Or is this us? We're doing it.
This is us and hospice.
It was us last year, too.
It used to be for hospice.
Right. It used to be
Well, HOGs for hospice sounds better.
The Hospice Owners Group were in charge of it, and they were the ones running it. Your old school would use to call your bike. It was HOGs.
Right, but
what it is the Harley Owners Group used to run that event. That's why it was.
Well, in all honesty, I think this is the last year for HOGs for hospice anyway. It's the 10th year, and from what I understand, Sue's ready, hospice is ready to be done with it. So I don't think we're going to try changing the name for 1 year.
Well, I'm just saying we deserve the credit, not us.
Well, no, it's sponsored by, it says sponsored by East Coast Riders. Okay, our name is there.
That's all I'm saying. Because we're, like I said, everybody's just going out to work for this.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Anybody else got anything on new business before we jump out? Jay?
We are going to be doing the Matt Riley run for Chaplin. Betty invited me to her house, which is nice of her to help me work out, or she did most of the work, excuse me, a detailed map and a detailed direction for us to be able to know exactly what we're going to be doing. Betty also offered a Gmail email people the directions and the detailed map of what we're going to be doing for that run. I also would like to say that, you know, she brought up, which I thought was a very good idea, of doing a run up to Alexandria Bay. There's a HOGS event that's up there, you know, taking 8 to 12, and from there going to Lake Champlain and 37 across and taking 7 on down. This would be a two-night event. If we could put something like that together, that would be great. You know, the scenery would be nice, and those that want to go, we could spend a couple nights together, and, you know, I will take care of the details for that. As for other runs, you know, what Betty and I had done together for the detailed maps and the detailed directions, working with Ron also on our runs is a good idea. You know, not only will we have copies, but people will get the Gmail and the emails of what we're going to be doing. So, you know, just, you know, consider, you know, that run up to Alexandria Bay.
What date is that, Jay?
It'd be like the 22nd of July that week.
It's the 14th through the 17th. That's when the hog rally is up
there. Yeah, the hog rally.
14th to 16th July.
Right. That's in Alexandria Bay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll get that, too, because that's also a social night, a social club night. So maybe we can do that in lieu of the social night, but it's going to be, you know, that's a weekend or something. That's not a go out for one night.
No, it would be like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That'd be two nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as for the memorial run, we couldn't do anything. I tried getting a hold of you. I didn't get a return call back. I really appreciate a return call back.
It's just that we never do anything.
I left a message. And I'd like to have a detail sheet made up for the Miracle League run also. So it's stuff that I like to be able to get to. I need your help because.
What number did you call? The house or
something? Tara's number.
Oh,
you told me to call her if I had anything ever had to get a hold of.
Yeah, absolutely.
The memorial run. Ronnie Hankel has a route.
I'll give you a route.
I thought he's been running.
And I have the flags for that.
Yes.
And the memorial. I mean the. Oh, man. Miracle League one, yeah.
All right, the Miracle League chicken.
So,
the Miracle League group,
you want. I figured, out us as road captains, we would like to have that.
Yeah, because we still have to figure out that stop change in that one.
Yeah.
Taking out Lakeview and possibly.
We could just stop at Uncle Marty's just down the road from there.
Did we talk to him at all yet to make sure
he's not open yet?
What's happening?
He's not open yet.
No. So, May 7th, at Stewart's. For the Matt Riley run. That's going to be about 2 hours altogether of riding that day. Short and sweet. Okay, guys?
Okay. Thanks, Jay.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Jay. Motorcycle Riders Foundation. We've been in this for 2 years. We got to pack it in with a patch and stuff. We'll put it with our stuff. We're a sustaining member. Sticker maybe to go on our trailer. Yep.
Are they looking for another year's dues?
Didn't we just pay it in the fall?
I don't know. Joe, did you just pay this in the fall?
I think so.
I can look it up.
All right, last thing we got on here. Nate Martin, you need to vacate.
If you don't hit him, I'm gonna.
Yeah. Okay. Nate's getting voted in tonight. He's surpassed everything that he's needed to do. Become a member. Has anybody got any reason that we shouldn't vote Nate in?
I like him. I think he's been a patient. And
I think
very
he's good and he's been patient. He's.
I think he's very good. He's here at every meeting. He's, yep. he's very good.
All right.
A lot of events, a lot of rides.
Bring him in.
We gonna vote?
Oh yeah. Just all in favor? Show of hands. So I got 2/3. Do I need to count? No. Okay. You got way more. Okay. Sorry about that. That was my bad.
So say, didn't we just talk about this?
Yeah, I think so too tonight. Huh? Yeah.
No,
Jay Tomez. Jay was his sponsor. So you know, Jay.
Yeah, it's been a good meeting. Mm-hmm. Very good. No, right. The help Nate go. Kinderhook?
We got the 50-50.
See that? Do you like that? I had.
Did
you see that, Mark? I had it.
Yeah.
Where's our 50-50 barrel?
Perfect.
Who's going to draw? Have Nate.
Let Nate draw.
Yeah.
Tell him to come up here and draw.
I'm putting my numbers on top first.
78 is half.
Yeah.
Shelly.
Shelly. 78 is half.
Shh. Yes. Yes.
Oh, there he is.
And
hi.
Jose hey was hoping that we're still going to continue to bring the bike up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
For tickets and stuff on bike night.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Just so you know.
It was 156
pounds. Okay.
Nate, you're now a member. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you draw the 50-50 on this too tonight,
draw
please?
Draw from the tap though, because I just put my ticket on top.
It's been 3 years.
If you draw mine, it's not going to be good.
No.
No, he didn't. Here, you read it, Press. You put your glasses on.
Hmm? What?
591-6674.
It's got to be someone early on.
What was it?
6674.
6674.
Someone early. It's back there.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's already won once, hasn't he? He can't win again. No, there's a rule.
You can't win twice in a year.
I'm going to donate it back to the cousin.
Where do you want?
How about...
Well, you got to hold on it first.
Building fund or something. In the building fund.
The clubhouse?
For the clubhouse?
You want it in the clubhouse?
Sure.
All right. That's perfectly fine. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very, very, very good.
Lou donated it back to the clubhouse fund. All right. I know this meeting went a little bit over. We're trying to keep them to an hour if we can, but we're really bucking through a lot of things. We're trying to keep this on the straight and narrow and follow our rules and do what we need to do. Ron?
As far as new business goes, I don't know when you plan on bringing it up. Maybe a few minutes or maybe not. As far as the dues things, club dues things and raising money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for those of you that weren't at the last social meeting, I brought up when we were over at the Rattlers. You know, they have rented a what used to be the old post office down in Hillsdale. They have a bar. They have a pool table. They got all kinds of nice things. They got 15-20 members. What they're doing is, to be able to do that, is they're charging 35.
That's what they charge
because they got 15 or 20 members. But as you see here, we've got 42 active members that have come to our meeting. So some of the things that were thrown out there was, we were talking about maybe, you know, $20 a month. Because at the end of this lease, if you will, for the property, it's $18,000 is a number that I was told. So if you've got 40 members and you charge $20 a month, okay, that's $8,000. That's $9,600 a year. Okay, so even if we, you know, where we're at and we stick with the property and we put something on it, we still have to come up with $18,000 plus or minus. So it was a way for us to generate that revenue without having to dive into our savings. I brought up also that there were different avenues with properties and buildings that were already there, and that's a whole other thing we can talk about at a later date. But just wanted to kind of get everybody's thought on that.
Everybody's sitting here, we know what we do, how we raise money, where it goes, bust our ass, and we give a lot of it away, which is a hard. We're here to ride. We need a home. Puts a lot of pressure on us to sell and make more money to try to build something. So I don't know. It's a number that we got to decide on, however that works, if it's $15 or $20 a month. So we're 65 people right here tonight at $20. You know, if we do that every month, that money goes towards our church. Whatever we decide, if we save the property or wherever we want to go, then there's no more, this is the property fund and this is for that. We still do the fundraising thing, but at least we have something to stand on. Or we got to find something to do. Whether we build a lawnmower and sell it, or build a bike and sell it, or something. Just need something we can count on that's there every month.
Ronnie, are you saying do that in lieu of the dues? The yearly dues?
No. I think in a yearly, and when you join initially, the $45 is your initial.
It's 85.
Or 65 or whatever it is. And then from thereafter, it's whatever we decide on. About $20 a meeting.
$20 a month.
Yeah.
Basically.
You can't really just do it by the month. We're suggesting we raise the dues by $20 a month.
I think we can just put it in because basically it's paying for your rent. I mean, we pay rent. You know, we pay $1,200 a month for rent.
$10 a month
so
or $15
where the money comes from sort of irrelevant because it's going out to pay for the rent.
Rather than just...
or mortgage or whatever it is.
Taking what we need or what we can survive off of $65. No, we're working for hospice. You know, yeah, we get a lot of dollars to roll over, $45,000. And we only take, I don't know what it is, 20%, whatever it is, and we take off the top for 40%, not even 30%.
Take a minimum.
Yeah.
And we donate the rest. Mm-hmm. But if we have something we can stand on, it's better.
Right, so when we first get in, you're suggesting when we first get in, we pay our initial dues, and then after that, it's $20 a month.
Yeah.
Instead of every year, we're paying X amount of dollars.
Right. Or whatever we decide on. I just said 20 because it's...
Right. Well, we're going to table it until next month until we figure it out, but, we got to come up with some numbers. Brian?
Well, I agree with Ronnie and everybody, I'm sure with Big Dick. I don't want to see our $20 going to something that we're going to rent. If we're going to do the $20, we need to bring it to something that we're going to own. Renting something just doesn't fly with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a waste of money. If you're going to charge me $20 to rent something, hell,
stay here.
I have the property. We got the property. We're establishing that. If we're going to take $20 a person, we're going to put it to materials so we can build our home. Not to give it to somebody else. And the way I stand on this.
I kind of think that's what Dick was saying, is that if we did that between in roughly 2 years, we could have the property paid off.
Right, but we had people looking at property to rent. Why are we doing it?
I think our first objective is to pay the land.
Yeah. Just I would.
Okay.
No, I agree with you. I think that we got to look at both sides of the coin, and you're definitely looking at that, both sides of that, and you have a valid point.
Mm-hmm. Crystal.
On top of our yearly annual fee. Yeah. In place of it.
Okay.
We want to make money to pay for.
Okay. Do we have any feelings on what? What's $20 a month? I mean,
well, I'm saying it's one of the other. You're going to charge me $20 a month, and once you're going to give me another bill for $65.
That's right. We know the money you make.
$300.
Yeah.
Average it out. So you get one bill at a time. So if I want to pay it off a year, here's the money for the year.
It will wind up being around $305. If it's $65.
Right, $305.
But for a lot of us, $20 a month is easier to do than $300.
Well, I understand that. You break it down, though. What I'm saying is, you're going to pay the $20 a month, and then you think you're all good.
So pay
$20.
Yeah, so pay $25 a month and not have the yearly dues.
Right.
That's fine, as long as we can average it out.
Tonight, with Nate, you come in.
Mark.
Yes.
So our treasurer is going to take on a lot more responsibility if you're going to have to bill everybody $20 a month and then collect it, who's not paying it, and when they pay it or not pay it, and how many months you let people go by when they don't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more involved. It's going to increase the amount of work for the treasurer. Which at least you could do for that person is not make them pay dues.
All right.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was gonna. No, because somebody who doesn't come to a meeting for 3 or 4 months,
right.
$60, $80, and you whack them all at once with that may be tough. That may be financially strapping for some people. We have to think that way.
But you know what? It might weed out the people that don't
That's the other side of it. Yep.
Show up to help at events.
Yep. Change your fiscal year from January to April and let everyone pay with their tax return a year. Think outside the box. Yeah. You guys all want your yearly dues like right after Christmas. Who's got money right after Christmas?
Yeah.
Who's got money this time of year? Everyone does because you got your tax return.
Not if you pay.
Roddy.
Yeah. I'm okay with paying it. I'm sure there's some people that probably won't stand up and say it.
table it, come back with thoughts. And if we vote it, we table it again.
Okay.
Some people don't have it. I understand. Just some people are injured, they get hurt. But how about like 150 for a dues, and then
We're going to table it till next month. Everybody come up with some ideas, and then we can drum this up all night long about how much we're going to do.
We don't want to lose members if they don't have it.
I'm worried about some of our retired members.
Yeah. Yeah. Family, they're just going to have to raise it to $300.
Not me. I should take care of it. There's people here that probably are retired. And injured or hurt.
Okay. Jay.
Oh, who do we have?
To change the subject, I mentioned this last meeting, social meeting. I'm going to repeat it one more time before I put it on Craigslist. My pop-ups for sale, it's going to be cheap. I like to offer it to a club member. That way they're not sleeping.
$100.
Man, do you see me talking? And, you know, that way they're not sleeping on the ground and tents and stuff like that. So just to let it go.
Throw the price out there, so no.
Hey, Jay, you should rent it monthly. Hey, there you go. Oh, then I can't get my camper out of there to put it where the pop-up's at.
We're
all
dang
it. All right.
All right, we're good?
We're good.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
I got a piece of that. I did that last week.